Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. If I sound nasally, it's because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Did you ever have one of those nights where you really were tossing and turning a lot? Well, that was last night for me. So I sound like I'm a little sleepy or under the weather. I'm not under the weather. I'm just nasally. But, you know, I know that it was a difficult week for a lot of people. Certainly, you know, there were a lot of deaths with COVID-19 this past week. But it was a difficult week for Jesus, too. He had a difficult week. And leading up to, obviously, his death on Good Friday. But here's the thing, guys. Look at the way it turned out. Easter Sunday is coming. And so if you've had a difficult week, we have hope in the God that created the universe and everything in it, including us. He holds the whole world in his hands. He knows what we're going through right now. He's sovereign. We're going to be talking about that today, too, because, you know, I know that the enemy is at work. He's at work in this world. He's at work in your life. He's at work in your relationships. And, you know, he's out to kill and destroy, but we don't need to even play into that. We don't need to let him get even a yardstick close to us. When we keep our eyes on the Lord of Lords, he will direct our paths, and we can ask for his angels to protect us. And that's my prayer every day for my family. It's my prayer for you. It's my prayer for all of us, that, you know, God will be glorified through all of this. And so I want you to find hope today in today's show, but more importantly, in Jesus. He died so that we could live. I mean, let that sink in. Jesus gave up his life so that we could have life. And if there was ever a time that we could slow down and meditate on that thought alone, on that reality alone, that Jesus died so we could live, I think that we can lay down our life for him. I think he died for us. It makes it pretty easy for us to live for him, doesn't it? We're going to be talking about all of that today. Before we get into today's show, though, I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, 8 Days of Hope today is doing a free mask drive. It started at 10 o'clock. It goes till 2 o'clock. They'll be giving away free masks to the 14215 community. So vehicles can enter the lot from Clyde off of Kensington. And I think there's a limit to the amount of masks you can get. I heard you can get up to 4 masks, but that's going on till 2 o'clock today. And 8 Days of Hope has been serving our community for years and serving, you know, the entire U.S. For years. And this is a wonderful thing they're doing, because I know a lot of people don't have masks. A lot of people are trying to get masks. So there you go. You can get it today, 2 o'clock. For the 14215 community, enter the lot at Clyde off of Kensington Avenue, okay? Also, I want to mention and thank, actually, Kingdom Bound, who has been giving us wonderful concerts, Facebook Live concerts, and all kinds of information on Kingdom Bound coming up. And they are still planning on the Kingdom Bound Festival in July, and I'm so grateful for that. I know that I will be presenting at that this year again for like the 5th year in the row. I'm so grateful for that. But Donna Russo, Wendy, the entire team over there has done such an incredible job year after year. And this year, without a doubt, is going to be the most impactful, especially with what we're coming off of right now. Also, I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do. And if you are a small or large business in Canada or the U.S., just email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. And we would be happy to list your business in our directory. You can check out the directory at kingdombusinessbureau.com. Anne Marie does such a wonderful job in updating that. And we are adding more businesses on a monthly basis. So we'd love you to get in, for this next month. Also, I want to tell you about ProCoach. Now, of course, I am not going to the office every day, but I'm still helping everyone through my world-class, worldwide, online mobile program called ProCoach. This is where you get all of my expertise, all of my tools, all of my tips and experience live on your phone or device daily. And so you can go to my website, robbierod.com, and check that out. Also, I'm doing Zoom classes, fitness classes. I've been doing that for about a month now. And we have a huge community of people that are plugging in. You don't need to be a member of a gym. You just send me an email at robbie@robbierod.com and you can get on board with, this group of people that are doing it. And you know what? That social aspect is so important to what we're doing. The social aspect of what we are doing as a fitness and health community is so important. So I'm not just doing a Facebook Live thing. Although I was asked for Monday to do a Facebook Live for Faith and Fitness Magazine. This is a international magazine, and they have a Facebook page. They asked me to do my raw cuts sculpting class at 11 o'clock on Monday live on their page, where people from all over the world actually are a part of that page. So I posted it on my social media. You can like Faith and Fitness Magazine page, and then you'll be able to do the class with me on Facebook Live on Monday at 11 o'clock. And other than that, today at 2:30, I'll be doing a Zoom class as well. And I have a whole schedule for anyone who wants to participate in that. All right. So first of all, don't forget about the Carrie and Robbie show at 12 o'clock. Carrie actually will be here live. I'm going to jog out of here after this show. She's pregnant and we're not going to, we don't want to be in the same studio right now if we don't have to be. So she's going to do the show live at 12 o'clock. And I want to tell you later on in the show, I want to hear from you. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You know, this has been the last 4 weeks, a time of reflection for me over the weeks. And I know based on your posts on my post on social media, it has been for many of you. Has it been a time of resetting priorities or a renewal of a sense for you? What have you learned during the last 4 weeks? And has it deepened your faith? Has it changed and deepened your prayer life? And what do you think you'll do differently moving forward when things go back to quote unquote normal or the new normal? That's what we're talking about today. Also, how have you had to reinvent yourself in terms of your routine, in terms of your job, in terms of your healthy habits by staying home? I know I had to reinvent myself. I mean, I was already doing my world-class online program, but I'm no longer doing, one-on-ones live face-to-face. So we are using Zoom, of course, in the ProCoach program. And also, I want to know how you're doing mentally and physically. Has this made you more grateful for the people in your life? And have you thought about what I said earlier, that Jesus died so that we could live? His breath is, well, that's what we're breathing right now. We're breathing his breath in our lungs right now. His blood is running through our veins. And Jesus, God, woke us up this morning for a divine purpose, you guys. He has a plan for our lives. Are you counting your blessings? I want to hear from you today. Later on, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. Later on, I want to hear from you. What's been stirring in your heart the last 4 weeks? What have you learned from this? How has it changed you? We're going to be talking about that. But when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we're going to be talking to a good friend of mine, Donna Littlefield. And Donna is the president of the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors. And, she has been a prayer warrior for the people who are buying houses. And I know my nephew just bid on a house yesterday. I mean, there couldn't be a better time for a lot of people to think about cleaning out your house and making the move. Because sometimes we're so busy, we don't really have the time to get our house ready or to declutter or to think about our next move in terms of our house. So Donna Littlefield will be joining me, again, the president of the Buffalo Niagara Association for Realtors, selling houses across Western New York. She's going to give us an update on the market and what's going on. So listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. We need to be proactive about our health, and Notaro Chiropractic is where I go for that. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic offices.
It's time to cozy up to an indoor workout at Catalyst Fitness. Hi, I'm Amy Buemi. There's only 1 week left to get your zero enrollment on our two premium memberships. We now have 7 clubs, and I've seen a lot of you come in for that enrollment, and I'm so pumped for you to reach your goals. Catalyst has everything you need to achieve the results you want. Certified trainers, amazing aerobics classes, spinning, yoga, indoor turf, cardio cinema, hydro massage beds, DNA analysis, and the list goes on. So, 1 week left, zero enrollment on our premium memberships. Don't miss out. And we always have our $9.99 option. Join now. If you want to put some muscle on, burn body fat, or build endurance, come to Catalyst for your zero enrollment. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. 2020 is your year. Family owned and operated. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. United, we sweat.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget that later on at 12 o'clock is the Carrie and Robbie show. And later on in this show, we're going to be talking about how the last 4 weeks has changed you. How have you had to reinvent yourself? How have you reflected or reset? Are you feeling a sense of renewal in your life, and what changes are you going to make when we go back to the new norm? But right now, we're going to be talking with Donna Littlefield. She is the president of the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors. And good morning, Donna. Hello, Donna.
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I know that you are always busy, and now you are also the president of the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors, and you've got an important job because this is an important time for us, isn't it?
Well, it's a global pandemic,
yeah.
So it's definitely a different time for sure for all businesses. And just before I say anything, I just want to salute the men and women especially those on the front line. They're our heroes and scrubs, our police officers. I just, you know, we talk about being essential, but good, you know, I would not want to be essential on those front lines. So my prayers go out to them.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Well, so I know yesterday I talked to my nephew, and he actually just put a bid on a house. And I'm sure your job has changed. As president of the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors, I saw you do, a Facebook Live, and I know that you're connecting with people. But there are people who are home right now who are decluttering their house. They have time to actually think about things that they're going to do differently in the future. And one of them may be selling their home or buying a home. What can you tell us about what's going on in the market right now?
So, you know, in a nutshell, this is not business as usual for us, that's for sure. However, the economy is based, we run on real estate, and realtors are extremely essential when it comes to that transaction, and we are making that happen. The virtual tours, though, again, this is not business as usual, but we have to, there are relocations going on right now, people that have to move, it's a necessity. Necessity is the key word, and it's not mandated, but we can make that happen. We now have the banks, the attorneys, title companies, possibly photographers, we're not 100% on that, working together in order to close deals that were in the hopper, in order to make deals happen for those that need to sell. Real estate's essential, and we are essential. However, safety is first, and I have to say and salute our members. We are about 3,200, maybe a little bit bigger, realtors in Western New York, and they have been working hard on making this happen. I'm very proud of the association. I'm very proud of my members. It's, again, safety is first, and we're doing that. We're putting things together. We'll jump through a hoop to get a home sold, I just to tell you. And we'll make that happen virtually. Again, it's not the best case scenario. Certainly, it's not the environment we want to work in, but we can do it, and it is taking place for those that it is a necessity.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you for a second because we got to take a break. But we're going to continue this conversation with Donna Littlefield. She's the president of the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors. I want to talk about interest rates. I know many people are out of jobs right now, but many people are still working. And so this, I know I've gotten questions, and I'm not in your position this week. So when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. And I said later on in the show, we'll be talking about can you hold on, Donna?
I sure can.
Okay. We'll be talking about how this whole pandemic over the past 4 weeks, and particularly the fact that we are quarantined for the most part, how it has impacted you. Have you had more time to reflect? I'm sure you have. I have. Has it changed you spiritually, mentally? Have you had more time to, reset some of the priorities in your life and think about the things that matter? Certainly our priorities, God, family, and, being kind to others. It's important that we get our priorities in order at a time like this. And yes, our finances too. So I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. They have helped me. As soon as this whole thing went down 4 weeks ago, I got a call from Katie from Turning Tides Financial, and we talked about some things that were important over the phone. And she is willing to take your call for free during this time. Turning Tides Financial. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial, Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com. Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That is a wonderful scripture to meditate on, you guys. I know a lot of people are going through a tough time right now. As I said earlier, Jesus had a tough week too, leading up to his death on Good Friday, and certainly, you know, on his death. But hope is coming, and Easter is coming. Tomorrow's Easter, you guys. What a great time to reflect on what Jesus did for us. Jesus died so that we could live. Just let that sink in. He died so that we could live. He died for us so that we could have eternal life. And we're going to talk about how this whole thing over the past 4 weeks, how it's impacted you. How has it reset you? Do you feel a sense of renewal? Have you thought about making some changes when we go back to the new norm? And do you need prayer? I'll be happy to pray with you too when we come back after our interview with Don. I'll be happy to pray with you. 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. I've had several comments about my post on how people have been changed through this, spiritually, mentally, in many ways. And I will talk about that. But right now we're talking with the president of Buffalo Niagara Association for Realtors, Donna Littlefield. And thank you again, Donna, for hanging on. So tell us about interest rates. Tell us about the market right now. What do you want people to know?
So, you know, the market is running smoothly as it can be. Again, not business as usual. I keep using that phrase, but it's the truth. It's not the ideal way to sell, but we can do it under the circumstances and, of course, according to the CDC proper protocol.
Yes.
Dr. Yoon, who is the chief economist for the for the National Association of Realtors spoke on the economy and what he predicted was going to happen. And, of course, he's our guru and go-to guy for our market. And he was very positive. I know myself, I've got quite a few listings in the queue. They want to wait until this is over, which is great. They're predicting the market to come back robust. I can see that happening just from the phone calls that I am getting. It's going to be a great market. Interest rates will be at their all-time low, which will help, you know, the buyers get out there. For those that lost their jobs, you know, we're hoping that their jobs come back. The economy comes back. The economy, along with the real estate market, we feel is going to be strong. And, you know, as Americans, we bounce back quite well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think right now, I mean, you know, I'm like you, Donna. I've been working like at a breakneck pace for 40 years. And yeah. I appreciate this downtime right now. It is making me think about what is the next step with our home? You know, my husband lost his job. What is going to be the next step? So this is a time, as I said earlier, for people to reflect on where they are in their life. Maybe people need to downsize. Maybe they need to, you know, upsize. Maybe they're going to, you know, live with other family members to make it easier for the finances. You know, there's so many different scenarios right now that I think people are thinking of. But I can tell you this, garbage week this week, when I looked at my street, it looked like everybody was moving. I mean, people had so much stuff out at the curb. You know that, people are clearing out their houses. They finally have the time to do that. And that may be what all of us should be doing right now is decluttering and getting rid of things, boxes in the basement we haven't looked at for a long time, giving things away to the Goodwill or wherever we want to give them away to, and really simplifying our life. Are you seeing that?
Oh, 100%. I have, like I said, and I know many of my realtor friends, we all have, you know, people that are getting ready to list as soon as this pandemic goes away. And not only the decluttering, but the people wanting to move and relocate. I did a virtual purchase this week. And for a couple that needs to move, I doing a virtual listing on actually on this week because they are building in Las Vegas. So things have to happen. But for the most part, people are waiting for obvious reasons. Probably, I would say 80% of our clients and customers and decluttering. And I get phone calls. Okay, what should I do with this room? And how can I do that room? So we're working. And as much as it's a break, I'm on Zoom probably with you too, Robbie, thank goodness. I'm on Zoom a good four or five times a day. So we're working. We're working behind the scenes. And I truly believe that we can get things done. I know we can get things done right now if we have to. The market is not shut down by any means. We have to get houses listed, sold, and closed, more importantly. And it is happening under the circumstances, but we expect it to come back with a boom.
Amen, amen. And I love that you're on my Zoom fitness classes, by the way. We got class today at 2:30.
Robbie, I'm going to be there. I got to tell you, that is the best. I look forward to that now. You were talking about things that, you know, just a sidebar here. We're talking about the little things now that we appreciate.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars. I can't wait for that class. And it makes my whole entire day or evening. So thank you, Robbie.
Well, thank you, because it'd be tough for me to do it by myself. It's much better doing it in a group. Actually, you know, I do want to talk about, you know, reinventing ourselves in our positions and in our homes and in our jobs, and also how we have reflected over the past 4 weeks on the new norm of what life is going to be. Do you want to hang on for a few minutes? We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors again.
I'll be here.
All righty. Okay, guys. So listen, first of all, don't forget that Carrie will be joining us live here in studio when we come back at 12 o'clock, or I should say at the end of this show, for the Carrie and Robbie show. She's going to be here live in studio. She's been staying home for the most part, pregnant, but she is coming in today, and she's going to have her mask and gloves on and all of that. But anyway, also, when we come back, we are going to be talking about, we'll finish this conversation with Donna, and then we'll get into the conversation about what has changed. What have you done in the past 4 weeks? How has what we've gone through deepened your faith? What have you learned? Has it been a time of resetting priorities or renewal as it has been for me? And also, have you had to reinvent yourself in terms of your routine, your job, healthy habits by staying home? And how are you doing mentally and physically? Do you need prayer? I mean, this is a tough time for a lot of people. I understand that. I'll be happy to pray for you. And are you counting your blessings? Do you have the time to do that now? I certainly do. So when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation. I'll let you know how you can get a hold of Donna. If you have any questions about, your home or the market or anything like that. And I'll also get her way in on what we're just talking about. Listen, I want to tell you about Pine Pharmacy. They have been going strong. They have been one of our main sponsors from the beginning of the show almost 10 years ago. Very grateful for Pine Pharmacy. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hi, this is Robbie, and you know the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Here's Steve Tiber, president of 8 Days of Hope.
2020 is going to be a busy year, and you'll have plenty of opportunities to come love and serve those in need with 8 Days of Hope. One of the new arms of the ministry is our Safe House Construction Ministry. We travel the country and we partner with an existing ministry and help them renovate, build, or remodel a facility to provide a safe place for those who've been rescued from sex trafficking. For more information, as always, please go to our website.
8 Days of Hope started as a disaster relief ministry, and it has continued to grow since then.
We partnered with an organization called Bigger Than Ball. Bigger Than Ball partnered with us when we went to Houston, Texas after Hurricane Harvey. We partnered with the Houston Astros. We rebuilt 8 baseball diamonds in Bigger Than Ball, then put on a free sports camp.
8 Days of Hope is much more than disaster relief.
For more information about this ministry or any arms of the ministry of 8 Days of Hope, please go to our website, 8daysofhope.com.
Come be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie@RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And be still and know I am God. We just need to be still. And right now, we have to be still. We're going to be talking about that. I want you to join the conversation, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. What has the last 4 weeks taught you? What are you going to be different, do different in the future? And what have you been reflecting on? But I want to finish this conversation with Donna Littlefield right now, president of the Niagara Association of Realtors. And Donna, thanks for hanging on. So where can people get a hold of you?
So we have BNR.org. If you go to the BNR.org, you can email me with any questions that you have. Myself and John Leonardi, the CEO of our association, we're there pretty much 24/7. He's done a great job too. I might just want to give him kudos. We've been working really hard in the background, just trying to keep things together, along with all the guidelines, and everything changes, Robbie, every day there's a new change. So, you know, our heads spin, but you can reach us at bnr.org.
And can you spell that, Donna?
It's just an acronym. It stands for the Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors. It's BNAR.org.
Okay, thank you. So once again, you know, get a hold of Donna. Figure out if you have any questions or anything like that. You can go to their website or what have you. But, you know, people, you have time on your hands right now to think about things like your finances, like your home, like making changes in the future to either help your finances, or maybe you want to, you know, change homes, or you have to relocate, or whatever it is. We still have life decisions to make, even though we're in, you know, a state of pandemic right now, or a global pandemic right now, I should say. So, Donna, I want to switch gears right now. And as I mentioned earlier, I know you're a lot like me in that you and I have both been working like 100 hours a week for all of our career. And I mean, I have like 7 jobs. I know that you've always been working so hard for your family. And of course, you know, God's given us some gifts that we've been able to use. What have you thought about through all of this? Have you had time to think about, you know, just reflect on your life and what changes you might make in the future?
Oh, it's such a good question, Robbie. You know, I wake up every morning thanking God for another new day. Mm-hmm. I thank him for the health of my family. And sometimes, and I know during this, I don't want to take it lightly. it's a very difficult time for those that don't have family members around. So I try to reflect right now on only what I can reflect on, and that's the fact that I'm not on the front lines of this horrible coronavirus. I'm not in harm's way, and I just reflect on the good. What can you reflect on but exactly what you have, and look at what you have and be thankful for what you have?
Right.
And it's hard to do. Not everybody can do it. I don't want to make it light. I've got some, you know, I hear bad news that's gone on in this with some very, very dear friends. It's heartbreaking. So I just try to focus on, you know, instead of saying I'm locked in my house and I can't go anywhere, again, the gratitude. And the gratitude is a big word. And I'm thankful that I'm able to stay safe and my family is safe and we are all healthy. I don't know what else to focus on. And working, we're working behind the scenes. I'm happy to be able to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it brings us to a place of prayer. And that's where I think, you know, God wants us right now, being in a place of prayer.
Absolutely. And if you're listening and you have an opinion on this, you want some prayer yourself, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. I mean, as I said earlier, to think that Jesus died so we could live blows my mind. And it does every year, but this year it's even more impactful to me because I've had the time to meditate. I mean, last night we watched the chapel service online, and it was a beautiful service. And, you know, the fact that the world as we know it has come to a screeching halt, that we have the opportunity to reflect on just that, this holy time. And God knew, he knows that we need this. He knows, and he's sovereign. And so, you know, I, for one, needed to reset physically, mentally, and spiritually in my life. And as I said, going a million miles an hour, I needed to slow down and get more balance in my life. And I actually, Donna, have enjoyed the time that I'm not running. I actually, you know, have had more time at home and I enjoy it. I wanted to read something that someone posted on my page, and she says, "I agree. It's no coincidence, Robbie. I too needed a pause and reset. While I still get to go to work to help our families in need, for which I'm eternally grateful, it is different. I cherish seeing families out walking together, seeing children with smiles on their faces as they ride their bikes to pick up their lunches or donated books, and following up with wellness calls versus those I usually have to make. My faith in humankind is stronger than ever, and I pray that the struggles people are enduring are short-lived, and I pray for those near and dear to me who have lost family members during this difficult time. God has called home many he has needed with him during Holy Week. How blessed are they? I do not question. I pray, thy will be done." And amen to that. Somebody else wrote, "I definitely needed to slow down and reconnect with God. With life so busy, we forget to be thankful and find the time to pray. This has been eye-opening, and especially this Good Friday and Easter time. Thank you, God, for opening my eyes." And, you know, I think that as we were talking about earlier, the fact that, you know, many of us, me included, you, Donna, I know, have been working so much that we haven't had time to do things in our life like, you know, clean out the basement or go through photo albums and make them electronic or whatever it is. We should definitely be taking the time for that. But if we need to remember to get in God's word every day, and he's given us an opportunity to do just that. He's given us an opportunity to pray more. He's given us an opportunity to read his word more and to cast all of our cares on him so that he will sustain us. I was saying last week that every call that I had during the week with my patients on Zoom and on ProCoach, people had talked about the fact that they felt anxious. And it's a human thing to feel anxious. I mean, when we're in the flesh, we may feel anxiety, we may feel depression, but if we can just remember to cast our cares on the Lord, He will sustain us. And so I'm wondering, you know, what it is that people have been feeling they need to reset, reflect, remember, reinvent. And we have to be in that word constantly, because family members are all, many, many family members are together right now in the same house. College kids have come home, and it's given us a chance to, a second chance in life to really spend time together. Donna, are your kids home?
Yeah, I have my boys are, you know, I have five kids. So the three are all, you know, in their hunkered down in their homes. I have my two boys at home. And so, just a segue here on what you were talking about. If you look at Facebook, which is, you know, our way of communicating right now, one way of communicating, it is full of family photos and kids eating dinner with their families, and it's an uplifting place at the, you know, most of the time to go to. And I, you know, you never saw all this good words and uplifting things that everybody is saying and doing, but the family photos are wonderful and people eating dinner together. I've been cooking, and I have to tell you, you know, I'd rather sell a house than do anything in the whole wide world, but I've been doing a lot of cooking, and you know, with this presidency, I've been on it, you know, pretty much 8 to 10 hours a day. But in between time, I am cooking, and that's a past love. I don't really want to go back to it. But, you know, just doing things that I, you know, like you said, we have time to be in our homes with our families, reflect, be thankful, and keep all those others in our prayers. How lucky are we that we're home and healthy? We need to keep those our heroes in scrubs, and the police officers and first responders and all those suffering with the loss of a loved one from this horrible I don't even like to call it by name, because it's just, to me, it's a demon. I just think we need to keep praying for those. Our job is to pray for them. That's our job.
Absolutely. And people are frustrated, you know, with trying to get through unemployment. Right now, I know, you know, it took myself, I had to go through unemployment, and it took me a few days to, actually, it took me a week to get through. My husband's still trying to. Things like that, people are concerned about their finances and things like that. But if we just remember that God will not leave us or forsake us, He has given us this time to be still and to know that He is God. And, you know, yes, I mean, I said to my kids this week, you know, this, we have eaten more dinners together in a row this past month than we have in so long. I mean, even when the kids were home and in school, you know, our dinners were kind of, you know, sometimes we would be eating together, sometimes not. And somebody else posted on my Facebook page that they appreciated the fact that they weren't running to soccer and running to dance and running to karate and running to this and running to that and having dinner time interrupted with all of these things that the kids do. And so if we take this time to really talk to each other, pray with each other, especially given the fact that tomorrow is Easter, you know, I mean, this is such a precious time for us. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, but Donna, I want to thank you for joining us today. Donna Littlefield, president of the Niagara Association of Realtors, selling homes across Western New York. As you said, Donna, it's not the norm, it's the new norm for you right now, but you guys are still at work. And tell people how they can get a hold of you again.
Again, you can get a hold of me as representing the association at BNAR.org. Any questions for myself, my CEO, John Leonardi, we'd be happy to help. And I, again, thank you, Robbie, for having me. And you know how grateful I am to have you in my life.
Ditto, girlfriend, ditto. We've been Italian gumbadis for for many decades.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. God bless you, and thank you for all you're doing.
Thanks, Robbie.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. And also, don't forget about the Carrie and Robbie show coming up at 12 o'clock. And I also want to remind you that 8 Days of Hope is giving out those free masks today. Steve Tiber and his team are doing that on Kensington Avenue until 2 o'clock. You can get up to 4 masks. Go to 8daysofhope.com, or you can follow them on Facebook or on Instagram. Also want to tell you, make sure that you like the Kingdom Bound page, because they are, this past week and the week before, they have been doing live concerts on their page. And of course, Kingdom Bound Festival is still being planned for July. And I'm so grateful to be able to be presenting at that again this year. Of course, WDCX will be there. And also, you know, they're just doing so much for our community as well. You guys, I am so grateful for WDCX. I am grateful for all of the staff here. Solomon has been here faithfully every week in the midst of all of this, helping us behind the scenes. But, you know, to have Christian radio that we can turn on and hear God's word and hear scripture and hear all of our programmers who are glorifying God and helping us to realize that God is sovereign. He's not surprised by COVID-19. This is not surprising him, and he will be glorified throughout all of this. We need to continue to pray. Listen, I want to tell you about Balanced Body Foods. They're another organization who is doing wonderful things in our community by donating foods. They are fresh, never frozen. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And I just saw Carrie Carnelli. She's in the house here and with baby. She is pregnant and looking pregnant right now. And so she's excited to do the Carrie and Robbie show at 12 o'clock. I'm going to jog out of here after my show, and she's going to do our show. And Jenna Goldsmith is going to be our guest at 12 o'clock. So, you know, I was reading Psalm 92 this morning or this week, which was giving me so much peace. And, you know, God is our refuge and our strength. We can trust in him. And I love verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And there's so much that is wonderful in the Psalms, all of the Bible. But, you know, I want to encourage you that if you have never read the Bible, you guys, read it. You know, there's so many ways to get a Bible right now. You can download a Bible app on your phone. You can go online on your computer. You can do so much. You can even download an app called Jesus Calling, which I love to read, as well as, you know, taking every single day to get into his word. And he will direct our paths. He will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. He's got it. He's God. And he, as I said, is not surprised by any of this. The fact that he died so that we could live, just let that sink in. Tomorrow is Easter, and he died for us, but then rose from the dead. And I'm telling you right now, if you read that story, if you meditate on his word, it will change you. It will allow you to get through what you've gone through. You know, there have been times in my life where I didn't think I was going to be able to make it. I didn't think I was going to be able to get up the next day. Certainly after losing my mom, my sister, and my father, it impacted me in a way that, unless you've gone through that, you can't even imagine. So I just want to pray for you all. Heavenly Father, you know every hair on our head, Lord Jesus. Thank you for today. Thank you that you are sovereign. Thank you that you died so that we could live. And thank you that you give us the opportunity to live forever in your kingdom. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to pour your protection around all of our listeners. I pray for our officials. I pray for our president. I pray for our world. I pray for those who are sick. I pray for those on the front line. And Lord, protect them. Command your angels to protect them. And Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you alone. We love you. We worship you. And we praise you in Jesus' holy name. All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. The Carrie and Robbie Show is coming up in just a minute. Stay with us.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.